You're the youngest guest we've had on the radio talking in a while, and it's really nice to talk to you. Can you tell me your name and where you go to school and how old you are? You can just tell me in the red microphone there. Hi. Are you ready? I know you're ready. What's your first name?
Lily.
And how old are you?
6.
And where do you go to school?
Phillips Elementary.
What grade did you just finish?
Kindergarten.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Who's here with you today?
Mom.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who isn't here with you, who might hear this now or later when it's available to listen to?
Yes.
Who would you like to say hello to?
My dad.
I'm really happy to hear that. Do you have anybody else in your family? Any brothers or sisters? Any pets? Do you have any pets? I have a cat. What kind of animals live in your house?
4 cats.
4? What are their names?
Sputnik, Jackie, Kitty Witty, and Nadia.
Do they all get along with each other? No, do they fight sometimes, or do they play fight maybe?
Sometimes they play fight and sometimes they fight.
Do you help to take care of them? Do you feed them?
Sometimes.
Your mom's here too. Hello.
Hi.
You guys live on the south side, I'm guessing, since your daughter is at Phillips. It's nice to have you both here. What library do you go to, Lily? Do you go to the Knoxville branch or the Southside branch? Southside, your mom's nodding her head on East Carson Street. So tell me about the art that you made that's on exhibit here at the Children's Museum. Can you tell me what you created?
I created some treats on a little river.
What's on a river? On the river?
Some little treats.
Oh, that sounds really, your mom's nodding her head. Can you describe what it looks like? What your, is it a picture? And how did you make it? What materials did you use?
Paint.
And the kind of paint with a brush did you paint?
Yeah.
What colors are there that you used? Did you use
pink, blue, and black?
That sounds nice.
And purple.
Now, when you made this, was it a picture of something in your head, or did you see something that other people can see that you wanted to make a picture of? I mean, was it, have you seen a river that you wanted it to look like? Because you live close to a river, probably. It sounds like it was a river that you just drew out of your imagination. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds very, very nice. Now, do you like art? You must. How
yes.
How did you learn to do these things? Did you have any help?
Mm-mm.
So you're a natural, huh? What other kinds of things do you like to make pictures of?
People.
Have you drawn family members?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever try drawing yourself?
Yes.
That would be fun, too. So do you like to work with other materials besides paint?
Mm-hmm.
What other materials do you like to do?
Markers.
Markers can be fun. Now, sometimes people use markers to color, you know, stuff that's already drawn, like in a coloring book. And sometimes people just make their own drawings. Do you have a preference? Is there one you like better? Do you like making your own pictures, or would you rather color somebody else's?
Make my own.
I thought so. I can tell that about you. So what else do you like to do for fun, Lily? in addition to art, or what else do you enjoy doing?
Making stuff.
You like to make things. Can you tell me about something you made recently?
A rainbow.
You made a rainbow. How did you do that?
I stuffed with some stuffing, and I painted it. And then I add decorations to it.
What did you stuff? You stuffed something up with stuffing? And is it big? What you made? How big is it?
About this big.
About a foot or so. And then you painted it, so it's almost, was it like a pillow when it was done?
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. Did anybody help you?
Mm-mm.
What a great...
I mean, yeah, some people did.
You did get some help? Who helped you?
I don't know their names.
But did you do this at school or at the library?
I forgot where.
Well, that's okay. Is there anything you would like to talk about?
I don't know.
I was curious about your cats still. Do they ever try to sleep with you? No, they keep
them. They sleep with mommy.
Have you ever pretended to be a cat?
Mm-hmm.
And try to, do you ever meow at your cats? I do sometimes. Not at your cats, at my cat. Hoping they might understand me, but they never do. Have you ever meowed at your cats? Yeah, I don't think they understand. I keep trying to get them to understand. Do you ever cook? Do you ever help your mom, like, cook something or somebody else in your family? What do you like to cook?
Cookies.
Ah. And what kind of cookies, if you were going to cook one kind of cookie, what would one of your favorites be?
Chocolate chip.
Excellent choice. I see your mom nodding her head. That sounds like a common activity. Well, it's really nice to be hung in a museum. Your art is in the museum. Your picture of the river. That's exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you're going to continue. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to be?
On TV.
On TV? You're on the radio now. You're halfway there. What do you think you would do on TV?
Make shows.
And do you have an idea of the kind of show you'd like to have?
Mm-hmm.
What would it be like?
A cartoon.
Oh. Have you thought of characters for your cartoon yet or anything?
Yeah.
Tell me about the characters in it.
There's a heart, a flower, and a cat.
A heart? A flower and a cat. And what do they do together?
They're friends.
That sounds very nice. Are you good at drawing all of those?
Mm-hmm.
So you could do all the animation. That sounds like fun. Do you have a name for the show or a name for the characters?
Mm-hmm.
What are their names? What's the heart's name?
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart. And then the cat?
I haven't thought of a name for the cat.
We just call the cat or kitty.
And
then I guess the flowers, I don't know if we would name the flowers.
Daisy.
Daisy. I like it. That's going to be fun. What, is there anything else you would like to say about the experience you've had at the library in the art program, Project Art? Was it fun?
Mm-hmm.
I hope it was fun. I'm going to ask your mom how it was from her perspective. What did you think?
I really enjoyed watching her create all year and watching the other kids create and then listening to them talk about their art afterwards.
So is this a weekly program?
It is.
And so, you're your own cheering section now. So every week she would have a chance to talk about her art with other kids too.
That's right.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
What a great program. Well, thank you for being here with us today. And I hope you'll continue to make art, Lily. Will you? Will you continue to make things and draw?
Yeah!
Well, thank you for being here. That's Lily representing Project Art. And Lily is, you are six, am I right?
Yes.
Six, how, you're, are you six? Exactly 6 years old. What day is your birthday?
February the 15th.
So you're really almost like six and a half now, pretty much. A little over six and a half. Well, thank you for being with us, and we'll have more opportunities to talk with a few other artists who were expecting to join us today. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.